This is the DTV Digest, the podcast that brings you news and reviews of films which didn't make it to the cinema. And now, here's your host, Mike Parkin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DTV Digest Short Shots, in which we focus our attention on short films. I'm your host, Mike Parkin, and joining me this week is Richard Horse, as usual.
Hello, everyone.
So for this episode, we've got four shorts to take a look at. We are going to kick off with Rage. We're going to move on to Cash, Payload, and we're going to end up with Action C's Special Force. So without further ado, let's crack on. Our first review then is Rage. In this one, we have a police officer who seems to be off duty, rolls into a garage where some ne'er-do-wells are sort of doing some business and basically kicks the shit out of them for 3 minutes. And that's basically it. Rich.
Basically that is it. Yeah, I think it seems it's a German film.
Yes, it is, yeah.
But it's shot in English. I think there's some nice atmospheric setup, and using the radio for exposition kind of stuff. And there's a nice bit where the guy who's getting worked up and he gets to the place and the camera's looking at his face as he's about to he's going to kick the door in.
And they keep a good sort juxtaposition, isn't there, between him and what's inside, and you get the sort of the revving of the car engine, sort of, as a metaphor for his sort of rage, as it were. Yeah.
Yes. I thought that was really good. I think when they cut to him actually going in, that's not quite as effective. I think I would have liked to have seen a bit more of a breaking the door down kind of thing. He kind of goes in, all guns blazing thing, but it's not as impressive. But then it turns into a one-on-one martial arts showdown kind of thing, which I thought was nice. Well done, really, not spectacular, but well done. And, they accomplished quite a decent amount in those 3 minutes. I think there could have been a bit more, maybe like a little bit longer epilogue, rather than just, sort of suddenly ending it.
But yeah, maybe I'm getting back to the car and driving off.
I've waded through quite a lot of short films in sort of, curating a selection for us to talk about. And I think, this one definitely stands up as one of the best that, what we're doing with this show is trying to focus on as much as possible films released within the last few months. This one, really stood out for me. It's from Paralight Works, which is Works with an X at the end. I think Adrian Martin is the main guy in it, but I don't really know much more about them than that. But I'm going to, subscribe to their YouTube channel and see what they come up with next.
Absolutely. This is really well shot. The cinematography is really nice, the way that everything's lit. It works, it pops. It's very short, so you don't really sort of get to know much. I think over the radio you hear a police officer's been killed, and you get the idea these guys are responsible but can't be touched for some reason. So this guy's sort of gone vigilante, basically, and gone in there to sort of mete out some sort of justice. And that's basically it, but it's short and sharp and to the point, really. Okay, that's Rage. Check out the link on the footnotes.
Are you going to give it a score? Oops.
Are we going to score them?
Well, we scored last week.
Did we? All right, okay, let's do that last week.
If you don't want to, we don't have to. Confusing to
score. Well, yeah, I want to be consistent. Rich, how are you going to score Rage?
I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10, I think.
Mm-hmm. A 6 seems fair. Yeah. It's a good calling card, but we see a lot of fight movies in the shorts, so we're looking for something with a little bit more meat on the bones, I guess. But, for what it is, you can't really sort of fault what's there. It's just that, it's left us hungry for more. So 2 6s for Rage. Check it out in the footnotes. Our next review is Cash. In this one, a man tries to pay a ransom for a woman in the middle of a wrecking yard, and things don't go as planned. This is quite a fun one, Rich. Some good choreography going on here. I think this is from the Czech Republic.
It is.
Yeah,
it's from the Czech Action Crew.
That's it, the Czech Action Crew delivered this one. It's got a nice payoff at the end as well, when you find out what cash he actually did deliver. So that was quite neat. And you know, zero exposition. You gather what's going on as it unfolds, basically, and it doesn't mess around. You know, like Rage, this is quite short. This is 4 minutes long. But it sort of has two sort of ongoing fight scenes. You got the main guy, and then sort of the woman gets a fight with with another woman in the sort of different part of the wrecking yard. So this, yeah, I thought this was pretty solid as well, Rich.
Yeah, and as you say, it's quite similar to Rage in the sort of action, but this one sort of takes it up a different level by adding a lot more. More stunts, so a lot more falls, and you know, they're fighting on the top of the car. There's some flips, yeah, there's some switching around, using the environment. I like the fact that the main, I guess, can you say hero? I'm not sure that, you know, the main protagonist of the involved in the fights, the guy who brings the ransom, basically. You don't expect anything of him, he's kind of an unassuming looking fella.
Yeah.
But he's not cut, is he? He's not Scott Atkins or something.
Exactly,
he's kind of a regular looking guy, but he's got some brilliant moves. And you know, they have, say, a fight on top of a car, which is really good. And so some other bits. It's shot in English, I think, with some subtitles. No, was it in English?
I don't think
it was in English, wasn't it?
No,
or maybe it wasn't. Yeah. I can't remember. I've watched it a couple of times, and there's not actually a huge amount of dialogue in it. It's mostly visual, so I couldn't remember. But the Daniel Bedlack is the main guy. Brilliant. I mean, I'd never come across these guys before. A bit like what's the Godfrey guy from France puts out some great shorts. Reichwart or something. Yeah. I think he's French.
Yeah.
But you know, another sort of team. You know, we see quite a lot of short films being put together by stunt teams. You know, it's like showcases for what they can do and that. And these guys are clearly very good with what they do. And I look forward to seeing more shorts from them.
Absolutely. How are you going to score this one, Rich?
I'm going to go, just for the inventiveness and a couple of those stunts and stuff, I'm going to go up one on the last one. So it's 7 out of 10 for this.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. There's a bit more to this, you know, slightly story-wise. You know, we're talking like slivers of story here.
Insubstantial.
Yeah, but
what do you want? I mean, it's a storytelling in like 3-4 minutes, you know.
Exactly. It's, but it's, you know, as you said, the fighting is a bit more sort of dynamic. There's more people involved. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, 2 sevens for Cash. Our next review is Payload. An agent delivering a briefcase finds that all the people he's meant to be meeting are already dead, and there are other agents out to get him and the case. So this has a brilliant setting, it has to be said. The hotel or whatever building it's in, that looks really super, really high-end sort of location, which really does sort of up the production values of this.
Yeah, it is a strike. It's kind of, again, it's kind of a cold location because it's kind of quite minimalist. But you know, as you say, like it's that high end, sort of wide corridors, white, you know, walls and you know, glass walls and things. Yeah, it's a nice. Like, I prefer it when it moves down to the sort of grimy, sort of industrial kind of. You know, the hideout area. I prefer it in that part of the story personally. But this is a quite a decently budgeted film. There's quite a lot of varied action in it compared to like what we've talked about previously. This is a longer story, 13 yeah. minutes, and it moves to different locations. There was a film, Victoria, we talked about on the main show recently, which I could compare it to in terms of that storytelling, you know, development. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, this one was made in Portugal, but it was designed as a vehicle for its leading man, Theo Handen, who's from what I can, who's an actor, but sort of probably better known as a fitness model, and they certainly make a lot of you know his physique in a couple of the scenes in the movie. It's a nice little showcase. I don't think it's necessarily had the impact on his career that it was intended to, because it was made in 2014 but has for one reason or another only just been released. I think there was, I don't know if it was legal wranglings or something, but it was definitely not released until January 2021. You know, even like the web page says, we're finally able to release it, basically, for whatever it was. I can tell you the quote. Actually, it says, after 5 years in the drawer, we're back in charge with Payload. Let's go slaying in 2021. Official online release January 3rd. Don't miss it. That was posted at Christmas time. And for whatever reason, I mean, it's definitely a film that I was excited to watch. I've seen it twice now. I'm not overly sold on Theo Handen as an action hero, but there's it's similar to another film we watched recently, again on the main show, called Cargo. I think there was there's a great opponent for him in that final section.
Yeah, no, I thoroughly like this as well. How are you going to score it?
I'm going to go 8 on this one. I think a lot of it's to do with the production design. I think, you know, it's that fight mainly that takes place downstairs, and they're crashing through stuff, which I know they built a lot of that to look, they made it look old and to be crashing through it. It's really authentic, looks really good. I like that it's got a bit of a Bond movie flavor to it, and it's actually even got an end credits song that's basically like a James Bond movie, which I quite like that touch as well.
I thought it was a solid. The whole stuff when he's got the briefcase and he's sort of fighting guys and having to sort of, you know, use the briefcase to help him and stuff. I thought it was really well done, very inventive. I can't fault it. Yeah, 8 out of 10. Our last film this week is Action Seas Special Force, in which three professional soldiers are sent in to take out a gang who are holding up COVID relief in where's this set? So, Malaysia? Thailand?
I believe they're Vietnamese.
Ah, Vietnam. Okay. I fucking love this. I absolutely did. the reason is that the humour in this is very similar to the sort of things that Stephen Chow was doing. Shaolin Soccer kind of thing. The main guy, you know, the guy who keeps saying I'm a professional, you know, his character, it was so much like Chow Sing Chi, it really was. And it really had me laughing out loud. The bit where he sort of jumps into the room, you know, to shoot somebody, and the guy just grabs his barrel and moves it out of the way. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. And there's whole bits like when he's crawling along the floor, you know, the camera's like on him, and the camera sort of switches places, and you realize that the bad guy's just walking behind him as he's crawling across this empty space. It's absolutely hilarious. The action in this is fun, you know, the accent is on fun here. It's a send-up of this sort of film. The whole thing with the gadgets they're giving, and the guy is going, yeah, I don't need that sort of shit. I'm a professional. Why do I need these toys, you know? And then later on, he's like, yeah, I need those toys now.
Well, they do the whole setup, don't they, if they're in the team, and they're like, these new guys, you know, if they were professionals, they wouldn't need to do this.
Yeah, oh, exactly,
this
yeah.
balloon that's like a
like a back to life sort
pain
of
relief kind yeah. of yeah, yeah sort of balloon thing. Oh, you won't need any of them. And then he kind of leaves, and then he comes back and goes, well, actually, I'll just have one of them. And but he keeps like trying to prove himself of like, you know, you've got to follow me, I'm the professional here. And then they're showing him up, and he's like, oh well.
it's just brilliant.
Put out.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the you know, the po-facedness of it just works really well. And the whole thing with their boss as well, he just says things like,
And he like, just goes,
What did he say? how can you tell what he says? Yeah, I thought it was just like 30 minutes of absolute brilliance, you know. Yeah, don't worry about things like how many bullets a gun can hold or anything like that, because they go way beyond all that sort of stuff. But it's all done on purpose.
Yeah, it's full on stylized gun Carter and stuff like that, basically. And, you know, some lovely, the cinematography is really good on it. I mean, when they first go to the, they show the villain's, you know, warehouse or whatever it is, when they first introduce, I mean, it just looks great. I mean, it's well lit, and, you know, the slow motion shots are all nicely done. It's very, as you say, it's an action comedy, very broad comedy. There's a spoof at times. I mean, the whole, you know, what do they call it? You know, the fun fair type shooting the ducks kind of thing, you know, where they keep changing and they're going up and down, bing bong, bing bong, and they're making a real joke of it. There's lots of really good moments. The team are impressive. Again, it's from a stunt team, an action team, who I wasn't familiar with before. And this is the latest in a number of short films they've done, which I will, you know, be getting to eventually to check out. Because these guys clearly are very talented, and they've got lots of great ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Thoroughly love this. As I said, you know, if you know like Stephen Chow's sort of earlier films, his sort of comedy stuff, I think you'll get a kick out of this. Really, it was right up my street, this one. So yeah, I'm for that. And this is rare. I'm giving this a 9 out of 10.
I think I'll join you on a 9 as well. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's got great rewatch.
It has, yeah.
Value as well.
A lot of good little sight gags and things going on there. So 2 9s for Action C's Special Force. And I forgot to mention this with Payload, but obviously we'll put all the links into the footnotes for you to check them out. You know, I mean, in total, we're looking at, 26 plus 30. So 33 minutes for all of these shorts. You know, if you've got half an hour in your lunch hour, you can just about fit all this in. Check them out. It's great fun. Thanks to Rich for joining me on this episode. Don't forget to check out the main show as well, which goes out alongside this one. And thank you for listening, and tune in again next time.
Thank you for listening to the DTV Digest. Let us know your thoughts in the comments, and tune in again next time.